All of us want our management accounts to actually mean something and to actually help us to make informed business decisions, to run informed businesses, and to be profitable. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful dream? Well, today in studio, Dana is here and he's hopefully going to help us understand how we can make that possible. I'm Catherine Young, but more importantly, Dana. Just a short introduction to those who've not met you yet.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Sure.
My name is Dana Pretorius. I'm a chartered accountant by profession and entrepreneur by heart. I'm also the co-founder and director of a financial consulting company called Outsource CFO. Outsource CFO is a financial management firm that delivers a full range of financial services to the startup companies.
Fantastic. Dana, so we're going to be talking about why management reports are relevant. And specifically, we're going to go into the detail of them. Just as a quick refresher, in the last session, we said there are three possible hats that people can wear in terms of understanding and interpreting management reports for business decisions: investors, the management themselves, and lenders. But today, you want to talk into much more detail about how to actually interpret these reports, right?
Definitely, yes. I want to make it nice, a little bit more interactive and practical. We're going to put on some of these different type of hats. We're going to, in one instance, we're going to be management. We're going to look at the financials and we're going to make a few decisions on that. In other instances, we're going to put on our investor hats and we're going to perhaps look at the balance sheet. And then just we're going to mention what to be considered and what type of business decisions you are able to make in your business from the management report to grow your business.
Right, fantastic. So for this, the viewers will look at the screen a lot, I would imagine, because we're going to get into some of the detail of the income statement and the balance sheet. So let's start with the income statement. Over to you.
Brilliant, right. As you can see on the screen in front of you, you've got a basic income statement template there in front of you. To the left-hand side, you will see that I've numbered it from 1 to 15, just as a referral and guidance for you guys to follow me. And as you can see, we are working for a period ended 30th of June 2014, and you can see there on the right-hand side, one of the columns is 2014. That's for your performance for the 2014 period. And then you've got 2013, which is the previous year's performance. And we're just comparing the two of the 2 years with each other with a percentage change to give you an idea of how your performance changed. Now, let's say if you were management, and all of us, let's put our management hats on. If we were to look at this and you would follow me at line number 12, the first thing that I'm just going to look at is net profit for the year, the bottom line. So you can see there we're working there with 33,000 roughly. Compared to the 22,000 2013. As management, you are pretty stoked and happy. You've got a 52% improvement in that. So that just gives an idea of looking there at net profit for the business. But now you want to actually drill down a little bit more into that. And your eyes follow and you go a little bit up towards the first number there, income. And you see your sales there. And you see that your sales is currently at 250,000. You compare it to last year's 200,000 with a 25% increase. As management, you can ask yourself, was the increase in sales of that due to increase of your sales volume? Or did you really change your billing structure to foreign companies and started billing in foreign currencies? Or did you just increase your sales tariff? So you can actually drill down as management a lot in deeper in debt in that income. Just stopping there with income, you would be able to keep track of the performance of your different products in income. So it's always wise to split the performance of your different products and your cost centers in income so that you can compare it to each other and you know where's areas for improvement. Okay, so basically just looking at that, you quickly grasp cost of sales. You're looking at that, you know, if you're a product-based company, the cost of sales is the cost of all the products that you've sold for that specific year. Everything is in there. You follow your eyes to number three, the gross profit. Gross profit is basically number one minus two, the income for the year minus the cost of sales. And you can be proud of yourself with the 77,000 rand worth of gross profit in your business. A quick, interesting margin to follow there is margin, if you follow me under point number 13, is the gross profit margin. So that 30% there under the 2014 column, that's actually just an indication of if you were to have made 100 Rand worth of sales,
yeah,
after paying off all your stock that you've sold for that period,
yeah,
you would have had 30 Rand left, or $30 if you're working in dollars, or $100.
Right.
So minus the $70 is going to give you $30 left on
right.
That just gives you an indication. Okay, but obviously you know all of us, we're in business, there's a lot of cost more than just your cost of sales. So there's a lot of operating expenditures, etc. in your business. So that just gives you an idea. Number four, sales expenses. That might be some marketing costs that you're paying, perhaps sales commissions to sales reps. You can ask yourself, listen, can I possibly spend more in certain strategic areas like marketing? Will that increase my sales? A lot of those questions. We're seeing administrative expenses. Quick, if you're looking at management also, if you're investing in the business as well, you see that there's no salary in there.
Yeah.
So you must ask yourself, well, kudos, good for you, you're making $30,000. Dollar, if you're working in dollar currencies, worth of net profit for the year. But as investor, you're not taking any salary out of the business. Then if you have to ask yourself, what's your real return? What are you getting out of the business? Then you're not getting a market-related salary. So that net profit there for the year is not a true indication of how good your business is actually performing.
Yeah.
Just very interesting, there's obviously some tax considerations there. Might, in South Africa perhaps, if your income is more than 1 million rand, then you need to register for VAT. So just check out what some of the tax regulations that's applicable for your own country and what the effect might be for you and your business.
Yeah.
Lastly, a very important one as well is there under 15, the net profit margin. So as it reads, the 13.54% net profit margin, if you have to ask yourself, you're the investor in this business, and you have put in your own money into this business, and your expected return on your investment is more than 25%,
right,
then in essence, this net profit margin is well, but it doesn't meet your expectancy
right.
of the 25 or so. So there is areas for improvement, but as you can see, it improved from 11% in 2013 to 13.54 in 2014, which means that you are on the right track.
Yeah, and dividends then get declared net profit after tax, right?
Yes, dividends get declared net profit after taxes.
Right. And could you just elaborate a little bit about the thinking around declaring dividends?
Right. If you guide me, if we can actually go to the balance sheet, I think that would be an ideal way to look at dividends.
Yes.
So specifically with dividends in mind, and we're putting our investor hats on here. If I was an investor and I would have looked at this company and I would want to look at dividends, then I would go under equity and liabilities there in the center.
Right.
Move all the way down to retained earnings there.
Right.
And then I will look at the 37,300 Rand that's available there. And my thought would be is, okay, that gives me an indication of what the future dividends would be that I would be able to get out of this business. But if you actually scroll up to under current assets, under cash and cash equivalents, you'll see that you actually don't have any funds in your account.
Mm.
You're actually sitting with an overdraft, and the overdraft is currently there under current liabilities, under overdraft of 1,000 Rand. So even though you on a from accounting perspective you would have been looked as if there might be a dividend, technically you wouldn't have been allowed to declare
yes.
a dividend
yes.
or you wouldn't been able to declare a dividend because there is actually insufficient funds.
Yes.
So as an SME, it's always important to discuss with your equity partners what your dividend policy
right.
can. So let's say if your business is growing very fast the first 3 years, then a good policy for that would be to say to the investors, hang on guys, this first 3 years we're not going to pay out any dividends.
Yeah.
Everything that we're going to make, we're going to reinvest in the business.
Yeah.
Because we want to have that hockey stick effect where the business really grows and takes off.
Yeah.
And then after that, we can always discuss dividends. So that's just a
okay. So investors must be very aware then of the fact that they may not have a return on their investment for the first 3 years.
Might be. So their return on their investment might only be in the performance of the financials. Mm. It wouldn't necessarily be a cash flow performance or cash flow kickback on their investment. Mm. But they know if they've got invested in a company that is growing fast, and they're shareholders in this business, then if that company seeks second round of funding, the first round of funders, they normally sell a big part of their shares, and that's where they get their real returns in their first investment.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Do you want to take us a little bit into the detail of the balance sheet as Brilliant. You've done with the income statement?
Brilliant. I'd love to do that.
Thanks.
So let's put on our caps again as investors, and we've covered base with the equity part of it. Another thing that if I was an investor, I would look at the vehicles they are on, the non-current assets. If you're a delivery company and that's your main assets that you're utilizing and using to generate income for your business, as an investor, I want to know in what condition are those assets.
Yeah.
If they break down tomorrow, then we don't have an asset that can generate income for us, and then my investment loses value.
Yeah.
So definitely looking at the vehicles there. And scrolling down a little bit, I'm also looking at some of the other debt this company has incurred. So I don't want to be bound by very expensive debt that the company has taken on from third parties. There must be ways of other better access to funding. Mm-hmm. That's just the way our investor looks at the balance sheet. Obviously, as a director in management, I would look differently at the balance sheet.
Of course. Okay, very fascinating. And then, so if I look at this balance sheet right at the end, the total equity and liabilities, as you've taught us, should then equal the total assets.
Definitely.
Of which, this is like an aha moment for me, of which as I look at this balance sheet that you're showing us, they actually do balance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant, yeah.
Lo, you have added such value to my life, honestly, because I'm understanding that. In conclusion, before we get to the resources, so at a high level, you're saying use the income statement and the balance sheet for the purposes of what they should be. Managers focus on income statement in a big way. Investors will focus on balance sheets in a big way. But both will look at both, of course. Some last thoughts on this before we move on.
Definitely. For the balance sheet, as management, is also very important to look at your balance sheet.
Yep.
We've just covered the investor. So as a management, you would also look at your stock values in the
right.
balance sheet.
Of course.
If your stock value has increased, you want to make sure that there's no obsolete, bad, rotten stock in your books that you need to write off. So you need to look at that.
Yeah.
As well as managing your cash flow in your business. Currently, in that situation, we didn't have any cash in the business. We had an overdraft, and payroll run is coming. You know, and you need to pay salaries at the end of the month for staff and keep that staff morale up and running. So what access to funding do you have? Is there space in your balance sheet? You know, so the balance sheet is also very important to look at.
Fantastic. And to your earlier point in one of the other sessions we had, make sure you review these monthly.
Yes.
It's prudent to do so. Mm. Fantastic. Lo, that has been an awesome session. For those who are still with us and viewing, there's some great resources you can go to. Go to investopedia.com. There's some great articles there that you can look up on. And then also outsourcedcfo.co.za. Make sure to go to the website. They have some valuable information on there that you as an SME want to know about. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to see all four modules in this session with Lo on management accounts and how to read them, interpret them, and grow your business. Until next time, from me, Catherine, goodbye.